Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Bechoros, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosas Rabas Rachel, Shishi Bezechet Avayin Reziva Kohagon Bikarav Mamish. Mishnah Gimel tells us Halakuach, an animal that was purchased, or Shinit Loi Matana, or if it was given to him as a gift, Patur Maaser Behema. It's Patur Maaser Behema. It's only if he owned an animal and then that gave birth to a firstborn, then it's Chayav Maaser Behema. Now we have an interesting din. Ha'ach Mashotfin, brothers that are partners in their father's Yerusha, Shechayavin Bekalbain, if they're Chayav in a Kalbain, which is a small added amount that has to be given. When a person gives their machsa shekel, their half shekel that they have to give every year. So if they have the status, Peturin mi Meister Behema, so they're potter from Meister Behema. Now if Chayav Meister Behema, if they're Chayav Meister Behema, Peturin mi Kalbain, they're potter from Kalbain. And now the Mishnah explains itself. Kanu mi Tfis Sabayis, if the brothers own their Nechasim, they own what they have because it's Tfis Sabayis, meaning it's still considered the Yerusha. They haven't divided their father's estate yet, so they basically jointly own everything together. So Chayavin, they're Chayav Meister Behema because this is just considered their father's animals. And they would have to take off Meiser. However, they're potter from a Kalbain. That's if they take one shekel, which is two half shekels, and they use it for both of their machzah shekels. That does not have to have this Kalbain, this little added amount put in, because again, they're taking it from the property of their father. And if the father pays the machzah shekel for his children, he doesn't have to add in a Kalbain. However, vim lav, if not, peturim, their potter. Namely, chalku, if they had already divided their father's property, and then v'chazav nishtatfu, they decided to rejoin as official partners, so chayav. They'd be chayav in a kalbain, even if they take one shekel from their jointly owned money and give it to the Beis HaMikdash for their machzah shekel, they would have to give a kalbain because this is not considered their father's properties anymore due to the fact that they divided them and then rejoined together as partners. This is something brand new, and so it's considered like each of them are giving their own machzah shekel, which does require a kalbain. In this case as well, upturin ma'aser behema, they're potter from ma'aser behema because partners who own an animal together are not chayav in ma'aser behema. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, hakol nichnas l'dir l'as'as. All brand new animals are put into the pen to take off Meister Behema, chutz min kelayim, except for if this animal was born from kelayim, a forbidden mixture, v'hatreifa, or if the animal's a treifa, v'yotze daifen, or if it was born by way of cesarean section, umachusr zman, or if it's lacking time. This refers to a pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to shecht an animal if it's within its first 7 days of life. Only day 8 you're allowed to shecht it, and therefore it can't be Meister Behema if it's too young. And v'yasim, an animal which is a yasim, is considered an orphan, and we explain ezu yasim, which that mean an animal is considered an orphan? That's if its mother died during childbirth or it was shechted at that point in time, so it didn't have a mother, wasn't raised by its mother, it's considered a yasaim. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua says, afilu nishchata imay v'ashelach kayam, even if the mother was shechted or if the mother had died, but the mother's hide is still there, ein ze yasaim, it's not a yasaim, and that's because, as the Rav explains, sometimes they would take this hide and cover the baby animal with it, that gave it warmth and that helped it be raised properly, and therefore it's like its mother's alive, and therefore it's not considered a yasaim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, discussing when Meister Behema is supposed to be separated, meaning at what point in time during the year. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.